This is a download of the highlights from today's Woman's Hour. Copyright issues mean that we can't always include all the items from the programme. Good morning. In today's programme, Queens of the Coal Age, Maxine Peake and Anne Scargill. On Maxine's play for Radio 4, it features the miners' wives' occupation at the Parkside Colliery on Merseyside. The Antisocial Behaviour Crime and Policing Bill was debated in the Lords on Tuesday. What impact might it have on children playing noisily outside? And today's power lister is Professor Sue Bailey, President of the Royal College of Psychiatrists and a specialist in child and adolescent forensic work. Now, for the past 3 years, researchers at the Universities of Manchester and Keele have been working on domestic abuse and the experience of young people between the ages of 13 and 21. Some were victims, some were perpetrators, and the findings are disturbing. More than 1,000 children were involved in one part of the survey, and the majority were 13 or 14. More than half had experienced domestic abuse, and a quarter had carried out at least one abusive act, often emotional abuse or controlling behaviour against a boyfriend or girlfriend, as demonstrated in an advert designed to raise awareness called This Is Abuse.
Do you want a bit of fun before your parents get back?
Let's just watch this.
I'll tell everyone you're frigid.
Well, why would you do that?
Well, who's that?
Nicole.
Oh, you and your mates.
What are you doing?
That's your fault, that.
Well, I just got this.
Don't talk to me like that.
Well, so I'm not even a lot of friends now.
I thought I was your mate.
You're really hitting me.
Do you see what you're making me do?
All right, then, I'll do it.
Stop!
You know, I want to do it with you now. Look at you. You're pathetic.
Well, the other part of the survey concentrated on young men from the ages of 16 to 21. They were open about the kind of abuse they had perpetrated.
I went outside to hit the bins for the simple fact that I knew she'd hear them being hit. She'd hear the force I was hitting them with, and I think that'd scare her more than me hitting her. The fear that I saw in her eyes was, it was more than if I would have hit her anyway.
She'd tell me to come to the house for whatever reason, to get money or to get clothes, and she'd start nagging me and I'd throw things or be violent towards her. Obviously, I shouldn't be putting my hands on my mum, but she'd call me round to the house when she knew I weren't allowed in the house. I was wrong for doing what I was doing, but she was in the wrong for calling me round to the house.
But the things I do is because I've seen my dad do it. I want to win because I've seen my dad do it. Winning battles by doing what he's doing, so I'll do it.
I'd punched her about 3 times, and I'd actually hit her across the back with a metal bar. And then, as she tried to leave, I'd actually strangled her as well, but released her. And then I followed her outside. So it was a very serious assault, a really despicable one. I carry a lot of guilt for it, and too right.
So what do we learn from the work that's been done? Well, Ben Jamal is Chief Executive of the Domestic Violence Intervention Project in London and joins us from there. Professor David Gadd from Manchester University led the research. David, what was the range of abusive behaviour you encountered?
Yeah, as you said, Jenny, there was several different parts to the study. There was a survey of 1,200 young people. There were in-depth interviews with young men who were already in trouble of various kinds and had histories of domestic abuse. And there were focus groups with young men who responded to the This Is Abuse film, which you just played. And I think there is quite a range there. So amongst ordinary school children, you will still find, as you said, young men and young women using controlling behaviours and some physical violence in their relationships. And that may be happening sometimes at quite a low level, and it may just be once or twice. But at the same time, amongst the sort of 15 plus to 21 population, there is a smaller minority of young men who are already engaged in quite dangerous, repeated, sometimes lethal forms of violence against partners. And some of those have different kinds of issues or more complex kinds of issues than those that may be connected to everyday insecurities or everyday sexism.
Now, the younger ones, boys and girls, were involved. Mm-hmm. Who was more prone to carrying out the kind of violence you were talking about?
That's quite a complex question. At that young age, where people have perhaps only had a very brief relationship, maybe their first relationship for, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks, the rates of perpetration are actually quite similar. But one of the things that we know about domestic abuse is that it becomes more gendered as people get older. So whilst there are some women who are violent towards men, many young women who are mildly abusive in relationships at a young age tend to grow out of that and will tend to stop. But there is at least a sort of substantial minority of young men who will become progressively repeated in their use of violence, progressively more dangerous as they get older. And there is a sense in which if we don't do something about that at an early age, it's much harder to fix that problem when those people reach middle age.
But you seem to have concentrated on young people who have been prone to getting into trouble, as mm-hmm. you just said. How much are your results skewed by that?
Yeah, the reasons for that are slightly methodological. Trying to get hold of a sample of young people that have experienced domestic abuse who are willing to talk in depth is quite difficult. And one of the reasons for that is there are very few services for young people that are caught up in domestic abuse. So that third phase of our project was largely driven by a criminal justice-based sample of people that are already known to probation officers, to youth offending teams, to other resettlement services. And I suppose I would kind of urge people to research in that context. That part of the project is about those populations that those people are working with and trying to say something about how they might work more effectively with those particular populations.
Across the board, though, how much have they seen at home?
Well, in the sample of 13 to 14-year-olds, a third of young people saying that an adult who looks after them had experienced some domestic abuse. They'd seen that at home. Actually, one of the interesting things about the research, which we can't quite explain at the moment, is that girls are more likely to say they'd seen domestic abuse at home than boys. And actually, there's very little reason for that. You wouldn't expect brothers or sisters to see different things. So one of the things that we think is happening at that 13 to 14-year-old is a very subtle difference between boys and girls in terms of what they count as violence or what they count as domestic abuse.
Now, Ben, you've dealt with children as young as 11. How common have you found it to be for children as young as that to be abusive?
The service that we provide, which is called UVA, works with young people from 11 upwards. The majority of the work that we do is with young people aged 14 to 15. And now, partly because of funding issues, the majority are actually slightly older than that. But we have worked with people as young as 11.
I know you're seeing more and more young people attacking their mothers. Why is that happening?
Well, I guess there are two answers to that in terms of why are we receiving those cases and why is that problem existing. The service was originally established to work with young people, mostly young men who have been abusive in their intimate relationships with their partners, with their girlfriends. We run adult perpetrator programs and we started to receive referrals for 13, 14-year-olds. Social workers asking could they be referred to the adult program, and the answer was no. And when we were asked where we could refer them to, the answer was that there weren't other services of which we were aware. Once the service was established, we began to receive a significant body of referrals, which were young people using abuse towards their parents, mostly their mothers.
Why are they attacking their mothers?
Well, that's quite a complicated question. There's a body of research, first of all, that tells us this is an issue that has been largely hidden, but about which there is a growing awareness. There's a piece of research that's just been completed by Oxford University, which identified that in Greater London alone, in one calendar year, there were about 1,900 cases of teenagers being abusive, mostly to their mothers, reported to the police. We think that would be the tip of the iceberg. As to why it's happening, what we know from our experience at UVA, from research, we know a number of factors. A significant risk factor for a young person to start to use abuse towards their mother is that they have been a witness of abuse and violence in the home and the adult relationship. In other words, they've seen their father acting abusively towards their mother or their mother's partner acting abusively towards her. In our experience as well, this abuse and violence tends to be gendered. The most likely person to be using the abuse, the most likely young person, is a son, and the most likely victim of that abuse is a mother.
Now, David, we heard one young man saying that he'd done this and that he knew it was wrong. Mm-hmm. He felt terribly guilty about it. So if they're saying they feel guilty,